There's a lot of people out there in the world tonight. A lot of people out there in the world tonight. A lot of people out there in the world tonight. It ain't gonna make it to the morning light. And there's a lot of people out there got nowhere to go. A lot of people out there got nowhere to go. A lot of people out there got nowhere to go. Alone in a city that they don't know. And you see my baby's struggling and I'm struggling too. Searching for a crack where the light shines through. When things can't get any worse, well that's when they do. Searching for a crack where the light shines through.
Ships are lost out in the fog.
Begging and starving like a stray dog. Waiting for the spider tangled up like a fly. Ain't gonna make it out alive.
And you are back on the playlist. You just heard the song Struggling by I Am The Albatross. I like that. I Am The Albatross. Very cool name of a band. For more information, log on to facebook.com/m.albatross. And I'll have that link on the show notes. Big show for you today on the playlist. We are, I want to say driving, but we're not. Or maybe flying? Well, not even flying. We're beaming up, I should say, all the way to North Carolina, where we are going to speak with Nick Peterson. He is in the band Pawtooth, and we're going to be discussing a lot of stuff. Very interested in their music. You should be too. But before we get into that, we are going to take a listen to Monster Cat. This is their song, Take Me to Love. For more information, log on to monstercat.net.
White skies, shapes, speak.
Hey, this is Nick from Pawtooth, and I'm going to talk with DJ Turtle here, but first, you're going to hear a song from our new album, Arcadia Playground, and it's called Everwaves.
heard the song Ever Waves by Pawtooth, which you can find at pawtooth.com. With me on the phone is the drummer, and that is Nick. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing all right. You doing all right?
You know what? I'm doing all right, but I don't think your singer's doing all right. Just literally a couple minutes ago, I got an email saying that her phone is on the fritz and that her computer's not working. So it seems like she's having kind of a bad day.
She's a busy lady with all she's got going on her plate. Tends to be the case for all of us, but I just so happen to be the lucky one that wasn't busy at the moment, I guess.
Do you find it hard with, I guess, everybody's busy schedules to meet and create music?
It works out somehow. We always pick a day of the week that we definitely meet. And, you know, once we meet those days, we find if there's another day or two that we can meet later in the week. But yeah, I mean, we all have full-time jobs and we're, you know, trying to make it while we, you know, keep above water, you know? And so, but we find a way to get all of our schedules working at least for one or two days a week, whether on the weekend or in the evenings on the weekday.
Are you guys so fine-tuned that that's really all you need? Maybe even just once a week? Or do you just constantly need to keep on practicing creating?
Well, that's what we usually do. We try and, if we do 2 days a week, we have one day to fine-tune, especially if like a show's coming up. And then we take the other day to just, you know, create. Our creation process, I mean, we love that process because, I mean, we have just a library of stuff we've messed around with in the past. We tend to record our own jam sessions, that's kind of how the creation process starts. And then maybe like 2-3 months later, we're like, hey, remember that one little lick we did? Let's go back to that and listen to that. And then we kind of build on that. Sometimes we really dig it, and sometimes it just, you know, we put it away for another day. But yeah, usually it's half and half. Sometimes getting dialed in, and sometimes just having fun.
Now, what was cool was because this did happen so last minute, you're actually driving, and kudos to you. You pulled over and are parked. I don't know. Are you parked next to a mountain? Where are you? Describe your location.
I'm pulled over on the side of the Interstate 40. I'm coming home from work. So just so happened to be a nice little shady spot on a beautiful sunny day where I don't mind. But I do get to watch all the trucks and cars go by. While they're worrying about, you know, whatever they're worrying about, I'm interviewing, which is, I'd rather be doing that.
Yeah, you were 10 times cooler than them automatically.
Yes.
Do you own a truck?
I don't own a truck. I own a Toyota Matrix right now. I would like a truck if I didn't have to drive so far to work.
The reason why I bring this up is because, like I said before, you are the drummer. And, you know, being a drummer has its, you know, to me, I think it's all a disadvantage because you're always in the back of the band. So you're not really getting the attention that you deserve. You're usually loading tons of, you know, drum kits and cymbals everywhere. You know, that's always a lengthy process. Anytime I see a drummer, you know, I just feel so bad for them because it's like, man, the instrument you chose is like the most harshest to lug around, you know, especially
yeah.
Like I know some drummers that, you know, for some odd reason they have like what appears to be 1,000 cymbals, you know, and they bring them in and I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Why don't you guys just keep it simple, you know? So and that's why I was like, I wonder if you have a truck, because if you have a big kit, you're gonna need a truck to hold all that stuff, but you got a small car.
Yeah, well, I do have a hatchback. I'd say my car is very similar to me as far as, you know, the mileage is in. It's very consistent. But it's, you know, I can carry all that I need. Although, my drums are actually in the back right now. And, you know, there's only, like you were saying, with all the cymbals and all the other stuff, there's only so much room I have left before, you know, maybe I do need to go get a truck and look into that.
If you do, make sure to get it green for Enter the Shell, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about your new album, Arcadian Playground, and tell me about the concept of this album.
Well, our first album, Your Bullets Be Damned, I hope I can say Your Bullets Be Damned on the radio, but the idea of that one was a lot more driving, a lot more edgy. That was kind of our start. We were a lot edgier and harder sound. And as we went through like 50 bass players during the course of becoming Pawtooth. And when we found Justin Lee, the way his style and the way all of our styles, we all found a similar connection in sound that, you know, was still able to have the edgier sounds, like Giacomo, or, kind of the beginning of The Hours, where there's a lot more cymbal, a lot more hard rock to it. But, you know, we do all have, like, a softer sound, we like some of that electronic stuff. We like that more type of rock you find in independent or, you know, post-punk days in the 80s. And so it goes along with, like I was saying earlier, with how our creation process goes. You know, we never want the same song twice. You know, we never want to create a song and have it kind of like the last one. And I think a lot of our songs tend to flow like that. But we still want, you know, cohesion and consistency as far as having a sound that is recognized as Pawtooth. But I'd say, you know, whenever we created Arcadian Playground, the idea was, you know, to not go as hard and show, you know, we can expand on not just the rock, we can do the other stuff, we can do, you know, any kind of sound, but still, you know, still have our own identity, if that makes sense.
It totally does. And, you know, how was it as far as the acceptance of, you know, moving forward rather than, you know, a lot of bands, once they find something that works, they kind of just stick with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we communicate really well as a band. We're very aware of our different backgrounds and accepting of that. Living in Asheville, you know, the tendency is to like bluegrass or funk and blues. And that tends to be a lot of my background, or at least the music I listen to, but my background as far as playing has more so been like punk rock or rock bands, especially when I was younger. And so I'd say, like, you know, we all recognize that we all come from different bands and different backgrounds, and that, you know, with that creation process, it's like kind of finding putting a puzzle together. You know, we all have pieces, a bunch of pieces, and we just got to all fit the puzzle together nicely. And, you know, each song has kind of been like, you know, all of us adding or contributing our own background and our own style into one that, you know, makes a final piece that actually works and looks and sounds good to us.
Let's hear another song as we are previewing the album Arcadian Playground. And after the break, I'll find out what just is an Arcadian Playground. We're going to have more with my guest, Nick from Pawtooth, right after we hear the song of the hours right here on The Playlist.
Ooh.
Hey, this is Nick from Pawtooth. If you like what you just heard, just go to pawtooth.com and you can download or listen to much more of what we have from our record, Arcadian Playground.
Thirsty Eye from Pawtooth. Still with me is the drummer, Nick, and wanted to know what Arcadian Playground is. Is that, you know, I mean, I know it's the name of the album, but is it an actual playground where you guys, you know, played, or is this just some fictional location that you guys created?
Well, I think a lot of it came from the album cover. We actually had the cover before we had the name of the album. We had the idea of playground because there was, you know, the way the word playground fits with the cover. You know, there it's a kind of an irony to it, not something you'd expect with that cover, but it does fit as far as, you know, that let's say it's a difficult. Well, let me start over. I think that it is one of those shock value playground type sense of words. As far as Arcadian, you know, for the longest time we were trying to say, okay, well, what kind of playground is this? You know, is it some sort of desolation playground, or is it, and is that the route we want to go? But that's not really how the album plays out. You know, it's not all harder songs. It's not all rough and tumble songs. You know, there is a softer side to it. And now Zynga came up with the name, but one day they were like, hey, what do you think about Arcadian? And I was like, I think that you finally found the word. So part of it was, you know, influenced by the art of the album. And some of it was just, you know, trying to find a word that worked best.
I am looking at the actual cover of the album. Who did the drawing? And was it you guys that did the drawing, or?
It was not us that did the drawing, but a wonderful artist. Her name is Lena, and she's a great artist. She's just still in high school, and she's a relative of the band that is, you know, really has amazing artwork that, you know, we hope to use more and more. She definitely fits with our style too.
That is so cool that she's in high school and she created this. Wow, kudos to her. Please send her my regards. Very cool. I'm very curious to see more of her stuff.
Yeah, we will. We will be sure to have more of her out there and hopefully future albums.
I went onto your Facebook, and by the way, you can get there by going to pawtooth.com. And I saw that you guys like Skinny Puppy. And I wanted to get your thoughts on have you heard the latest news about Skinny Puppy that they're suing, I guess, the U.S. government because they were using their music to torture the inmates at Guantanamo? Have you heard that story?
I remember hearing that, about Metallica. They would play Metallica to inmates, and they would, you know, use that to try and interrogate. So I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, if they threw you in a room and they played Skinny Puppy, wouldn't you, you know, after a while like it because you're just like, okay, this is cool?
You'd think maybe they'd like it, or maybe, you know, they'd get out and start buying an album, or, you know, go and try and buy a t-shirt or start touring with the band. I don't know. You'd think it would have that type of effect after so much listening.
That's exactly what I was thinking too. I was like, man, these guys are gonna leave and they're gonna start buying the albums, become major fans. They should do that with you guys. They should just, you know, play your guys's album Arcadian Playground to people, and at first they're, you know, they're gonna think it's torture, but after a while they're gonna like it, and then boom, you got more fans.
Yeah, I mean, I always felt like, for especially Pawtooth, first time you hear it, it takes a couple listens to like. And for me, at least, the more I listen to our songs, the more I like them, the more I want to listen to them, and, you know, even touch up some of the songs, like, for our live performances. So, you know, maybe it could be life-changing for them in a positive way. So, you know, if that's the case, I support that. But I also hope that, you know, our music is not in the hands of evil for evil purposes. Because then, you know, what's the purpose of being a band if they're just going to use you to torture people?
Lastly, I saw your influences as well. And it says that every moment of every day influences you guys. And I really enjoyed that. And I really admired that. I never really think about it like that, you know, where it's like every day. Usually when people say, who are your influences? It's very cut and dry. It's very, well, it's, you know, I'm listening to this, listening to that. I like the concept that everything is your influence and that every day you're being inundated and changing your mind. Is that kind of the whole concept for the entire band, or is that just kind of you?
I think so. I think we all, like I said earlier, we all come from different backgrounds. We all, you know, just found each other, you know, by chance, a lot of it. And I'd say as far as our influence, you know, with what we all have to deal with in life, our own personal stories, you know, we take that with us whether it's our shows, you know, if we had a bad day, you know, that might come out either positive or negative at our shows. If we have a good or bad day, you know, when we're creating, you know, that's our language. That's how we express, you know, what what our day has been like, what is on our mind. I think music is a language. I think music is a therapy. And if you can totally dial into that, then, you know, you can really express, you know, what's been going on for you, whether positive or negative. And I think it can be used as a powerful thing, especially when it comes to creation and, you know, expressing yourself.
Very cool. Nick, do you usually get to talk this much? Does the band ever put you in the spotlight like this all the time?
Not really yet. We've had a few interviews. We've been talking to, you know, when last summer when we toured, we would interview a little bit, especially, but it was very sporadic. So we're still, it's still new to us overall, just trying to, and it's something that we're continually hoping for, you know, to at least build a fan base and to get our music, our creation out there. So, it's something that I can't speak for the rest of the band because they've all done their share of music in the past too. But as Pawtooth, it is pretty new.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed you and, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. And for more information on the band, log on to pawtooth.com. The final song that we are going to play is going to be Ring Beat. And we'll catch you next time right here on The Playlist. What's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.